Good morning and welcome back to the Roundtable and to our book pick segment for the week. Every week we talk with independent booksellers throughout our region and look for great books that you can read and spend time with, especially in these dog days of summer. And we have two wonderful booksellers here from Battenkill Books in Cambridge, New York, to tell us their book list for the week. Connie Brooks is here and Kate Reed. Good morning, Connie and Kate.
Good morning, Joe.
It is so great to see you both. Thank you very much for making the trek down. And what looks to be a beautiful list. So where would you like to begin?
All right. It's a great list. It's kind of all over the place. But
we like that. I like eclectic stuff.
It's a lot of variety. So I'm going to start with a book that is a mystery. And it's a book called The Woman in Cabin 10 by Ruth Ware. And it very much channels Agatha Christie. So if you like that kind of mystery where you have just so many suspects, this is for you. In the book, we have our protagonist, Lo Blacklock. She's a journalist who writes for a travel magazine, and she's just been given the assignment of a lifetime. She will get to spend a week on a luxury cruise with only a handful of guests. At first, Lo's voyage is nothing but pleasant. The cabins are luxurious, the champagne flows freely, and her fellow guests are very elegant and charming. But as the week wears on, and this is a cruise to the North Sea, which already is a little scary, frigid winds whip the deck, gray skies fall, and Lo believes she hears a body thrown overboard from the cabin adjacent to hers. Now, she's also been drinking a lot of champagne, so her command of the facts is questioned. All the passengers and crew remain accounted for, and so the ship sails on as if nothing has happened, despite Lo's desperate attempts to convey that something has gone terribly, terribly wrong. And if you think that the setting of this small cruise ship sounds claustrophobic, you would be correct.
Wow.
In all its glory. So that one is definitely a beach read. Grab it and scare yourself silly on the beach.
Okay.
The next one is I guess I would call it a memoir. It's a book called You'll Grow Out of It by Jessie Klein. I say memoir because it's comedy. Where do you put it in the bookstore? Is it a funny book? Is it memoir? Is it essays? It is just hilarious. So Jessie Klein is a comedy writer and a stand-up comic in New York City. She is a regular on NPR's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me show, and she's currently head writer and executive producer for the Inside Amy Schumer show. So she has her comic chops. This book is her series of essays about growing up in the 1970s and 80s and her hilarious journey to womanhood. Klein grew up as a tomboy, a trait people find adorable in young girls, but which people can't understand in grown women. Do tomboys grow up to be tom men, she wonders. Klein was also a late bloomer and never felt properly inducted into the mysterious secrets of femininity. She writes hilariously of her first trip to Victoria's Secret after years spent only ever buying 3 packs of Hanes Her Way underwear. And while men may look forward to being called sir their whole lives, she explores the often unsettling and equally comic transition women must make between being called miss and ma'am. And I was reading this one just last week. I was in an airport terminal and was doing that really embarrassing like laugh snort thing out loud.
Yes.
And people look at you like, what's the matter with her? It's very funny. So, Jessie Klein. Next one I have is The Trouble with Goats and Sheep by Joanna Cannon. Best friends Grace and Tilly spend England's sweltering summer of 1976 trying to solve the reason for their neighbor's disappearance. They go from house to house, neighbor to neighbor, investigating as only guileless little girls can do. The cul-de-sac starts to give up its secrets, and the amateur detectives uncover much more than they ever imagined. As they try to make sense of what they've seen and heard, a complicated history of deception begins to emerge. Everyone on the avenue has something to hide, a reason for not fitting in. What the girls don't realize is that the lies told to conceal what happened one fateful day about a decade ago are the same ones their missing neighbor was beginning to peel back just before she disappeared. The Trouble with Goats and Sheep is fun and quirky, and if you liked A Man Called Uwe, I think you would like this one, too.
The Trouble with Goats
and Sheep.
I love that title by
Great
Joanna
title.
Yes.
Next I move, it's a food book. It's called Real Food, Fake Food, Why You Don't Know What You're Eating and What You Can Do About It by Larry Olmsted. And this book has been getting a lot of press recently. We've all heard the stories, Parmesan cheese that's actually made from wood pulp, lobster rolls containing absolutely no lobster, extra virgin olive oil that is anything but. In Real Food, Fake Food, journalist Larry Olmsted brings readers into the unregulated food industry, revealing examples of deception that extend from high-end foods like olive oil, wine, and Kobe beef to everyday staples such as coffee, honey, juice, and cheese. Olmsted reveals a system where counterfeiting is rampant and the consumer is the unwitting victim. But Olmsted does more than show us what foods to avoid. He travels to the sources of the real stuff to help us recognize what to look for, eat, and savor. He goes to Italy for the cheese. He talks about fresh-caught grouper in Florida, authentic port from Portugal, real foods that are grown, raised, produced, and prepared with care by masters of their craft.
Real Food, Fake Food, Larry Olmsted.
And I have one more before I turn it over to Kate. And this is a really interesting nature book and guidebook, and it's called Bogs and Fens, A Guide to the Peatland Plants of the Northeastern United States and Adjacent Canada by Ronald Davis. So if you enjoy hiking in our region, you may already know that bogs and fens are some of the most fascinating and beautiful ecosystems to visit. With appreciation of their beauty and uniqueness growing, there has been an increase in the development of boardwalks that allow a closer look at the ecosystem without compromising the fragility of the terrain, and they also help ensure that your feet don't get wet. To aid the increasing number of bog walkers, Ron Davis has produced an attractive and informative guide to the trees, shrubs, and wildflowers of the peatlands of our region. The book covers 155 of the species most likely to be discovered alongside the boardwalks, and presents stunning photographs of 98 of them. His book includes a primer on the ecology of peatlands and offers an invaluable guide to 78 boardwalks across the region. And that's Bogs and Fens by Ron Davis.
Bogs and Fens, Ronald Davis is the author. Kate, we're on to you.
And I have three children's books to share with our audience today.
Can I just say something before you get started?
Yeah.
That is, if you haven't seen the new children's section at the Battenkill Bookstore, I beg you to go see it. It's absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
I believe the rule of thumb is that bookstores aren't allowed to expand because they're a dying breed.
Right.
Well, you blew out a wall, you moved into a place next door, and now there's this just gorgeous room for kids, and it's first of all, it's beautiful, but it's so well stocked. And tell you a little bit about my reading habits, but I end up buying a lot of things out of there too. But it's a lovely, lovely children's room, so
Thank
you should be very proud. So these are things that you could find perhaps in that room.
Definitely can find them in there. And the first is one called Nobody Likes a Goblin by Ben Hatke. And Hatke is best known for his graphic novel trilogy, Zita the Space Girl, where Zita is for older children. Nobody Likes a Goblin is a swashbuckling adventure that will keep 4 to 6-year-olds on the edge of their seats. There's suspense, there's a little bit of goblin grossness, and the determination of Goblin to find and retrieve his best friend, Skeleton, from the plundering adventurers. Ben's illustrations are action-packed as the characters, a farmer, an innkeeper, elves, adventurers, and goblins, yes, goblins in the plural, race back and forth across the pages. Nobody Likes a Goblin is a really fun story that has had our Summer Story Hour attendees captivated. Because in our summer, in our children's section, we do run a summer story hour on Tuesday mornings.
I've read that one to a few groups of kids, and they are different age groups of kids, and they're riveted. His illustrations capture them, and the story, the goblin has to decide to be brave and save his friends, and it's just... just grabs you.
It's good. It's really good.
Very good stuff. Nobody Likes a Goblin.
And the second picture book is, and get ready for a mouthful of a title, My Favorite Pets by Gus W. for Ms. Smolensky's Class. And it is written by Jean Birdsall with illustrations by Harry Bliss. And Gus, our main character, has to write a school report on his favorite pet, which happens to be 17 sheep. And that is sheep, plural, but with no S. And the book's text appears as if it is written on early elementary composition paper. Gus begins by sharing facts about sheep and then moves on to tell us about what activities sheep are incapable of, like skateboarding, bicycling, and climbing trees, to name a few, which Gus has obviously tried to get his sheep to do. And we also learn of the fiasco of sheep in a house. And Harry Bliss's illustrations are laugh-out-loud funny and bring the text up really alive for us. And the various expressions on the sheep's faces will have even the most austere adult reader chuckling as he's sharing it with the youngsters.
My favorite pets.
And our third book is The Invisible Kingdom by Rob Ryan. And this is a sophisticated picture book for early to mid-elementary school children. And in it, Ryan tells the story of a young boy who is soon to become king. And when I first picked up this book, I was totally impressed by the illustrations, which incorporate intricate paper cuttings. Ryan is a master at this. And I was equally bothered by the muted and dark gray colors that permeate the pages. But the story, a young boy who feels the isolation of being the only child in a palace of preoccupied adults, his secret adventures outside the palace, which take place only at night when he's supposed to be asleep in bed, and the mystery of the key given to him by his father while on his deathbed. And now the darkness of the pages make perfect sense. This is the first book in a trilogy, and there are highlights of light emerging in the final pages, so I'm curious as to where this story is going next. So stay tuned.
It is Invisible Kingdom by Rob Ryan. For more information on the Battenkill Bookstore in Battenkill Books in Cambridge, New York, you can go to their website, battenkillbooks.com. Anything fun coming up?
Oh, we've got, Kate mentioned our summer story hour, which continues every Tuesday morning through the end of the summer. We have a book scavenger hunt that's happening right now for kids, and that's going through the end of July. We have poetry night this Thursday evening, and this Thursday we're also sponsoring a talk at the Cambridge Public Library. We have a local resident and book reviewer, Mike Russert, and he will present a program on the Battle of Gettysburg in fiction. So he brings in a lot of fiction stories which featured the battle, and he talks about them. So
good stuff. And you can find out all about the events and the great books that Connie and Kate mentioned by going to battenkillbooks.com. You can also find the list on our website, wamc.org/roundtable. battenkillbooks.com. Connie Brooks, Kate Reed, thank you so much for being with us and sharing your picks.
Thank you.
Delight as always to see you.
Thanks, Joe.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.